Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P23-018 regarding Mr. Jerry Wire. The time is now 9 o'clock a.m. on March 14th, 2023. My name is Daniel Carthel, and I will be officiating the meeting. The investigator assigned to this case is Mr. Brandon Eden. Before we get started, I'd like to have all attendees introduce themselves with their title and their purpose. Starting with board staff, please.
Caitlin Crawford, board staff.
Thank you.
Brandon Eden, board staff investigator.
Thank you.
Jerry Weir, land surveyor.
Mike Fondren, land surveyor, EAC.
Dan Francetic, land surveyor, EAC.
Thank you. And just for record purpose, Mr. Wire is the respondent. Ms. Loera?
Orlean Loera, enforcement manager.
Thank you. Mr. Winter?
Kurt Winter, deputy director.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Donald?
Assistant Attorney General Scott Donald, acting as board counsel. And just as an aside, Daniel, I'm getting a wicked echo on everything.
Yeah, I can hear that now, too. If you guys could, if you're not actively speaking, if you could mute yourselves, I think that would kind of, it sounds like whatever it was causing just cleared itself up, so I think we should be good. Mr. Schneider?
Doug Schneider, land surveyor, EAC, committee member.
Thank you. Mr. Vischer?
Urban Visser, professional land surveyor, also a member of the board, advisory committee member.
Thank you. And then our alleger, Ms. Borboa, am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, Alyssa Borboa, alleger.
Thank you. And Mr. McLaren?
Yeah, Mr. McLaren, I represent the Borboas in an action that was filed by the Aslamis in regard to this matter.
Okay. If I understand correctly, you also represent them in this particular case as well, right?
In front of the board, I do not. I've been hired by their insurance to represent them and defending them against the case. I mean, the case involves this dispute with the wall.
Okay. All right. We'll get into that a little bit more. I appreciate the clarification, though. So just a few reminders before we move forward. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This ends up being important so that when we go back to the recording, we can know who said what. To avoid any disruptions, we'll need to have all cell phones either turned off or put on silent mode, which usually is a reminder more for myself than anyone else. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so that the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We do ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner throughout the meeting. I would like to remind any attorneys present that the meeting today is purely an investigative interview so that the committee members reviewing the case are able to ask your client questions to help them determine a recommendation to make to the board. We ask that only the respondent and alleger answer questions being asked by the committee members during the interview process, because the process is to have professionals investigate the allegations. You will be given an opportunity to provide a brief statement to the committee after the interview of your client has been concluded, but it is not the proper time for legal arguments. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on August 24th of 2022 related to a boundary survey in Phoenix, Arizona on or about July 27th of 2022. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the Board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the materials that were provided. At this time, I would like to ask committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on the committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member by name. If you could signify yes or no as to whether you're good to move forward or not. Mr. Schneider?
Yes, I've reviewed the information and I'm good to move forward.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Vischer?
I have no issues with any of the personnel or the information I've been provided, so I'm good to go.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Francetic?
Yes, I'm good to move forward.
Thank you. And Mr. Fondren?
I'm good to move forward.
Great. Appreciate it. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with ledger, and then respondent, and then witnesses. Record purposes, we do have a ledger and respondent with us. We do have a witness that hopefully will be coming in a bit later, but we're, I guess she's a ways out, so we're gonna go ahead and get started on time anyhow. During the interviews of respondents, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here in person not being interviewed will need to wait out in the lobby. You'll be called when it is time for your interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will leave and will receive a call from me once it is time for their interview. So in this particular case, we have a ledger on the phone and respondent in person. So since we're starting with a ledger, when we do go into executive session, I'll have you step out in the lobby until it is your turn. And then when it is respondent's turn, I'll need to have Ms. Barboa and her attorney disconnect and wait for a call back when we get to that point. At this time, I would like to call for a motion from an EAC member to enter into executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion.
Mike Fondren, so moved.
Thank you.
Dan Francetic, seconded.
Thank you. So go ahead and end open session. It is 9:09 a.m. Oh, that's right. We need an individual vote. I apologize. Individual vote, if you could signify yes or no for the motion to move into executive session. Mr. Vischer?
Yes, that's fine. I agree.
Thank you. Mr. Francetic?
Yes.
Mr. Schneider?
Yes.
And Mr. Fondren?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. It is now 9:10. We'll go ahead and end recording for open session.